This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Sunday, February 18th, God's word for you today is Stand Guard. Our scripture reading is taken from 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5, and it says, "We demolish arguments and every pretense that sets itself up against the knowledge of God, and we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ." The phrase "take captive" in Greek literally means to capture, to take a heel in battle, to conquer, to force into submission, and to bring under control. In other words, you cannot have traction in your mind if you are being dominated by negative strongholds. Hence, a lot of people are swaying and always in a constant losing battle over their own lives. I am praying that every battle you have lost over your mind, you will regain victory in the mighty name of Jesus. The truth is, our minds can be very disobedient. Our minds can rebel. I found out that many times when I want to ponder, that is when my mind wanders. When I want to pray, that is when my mind strays. It is at the time I want to worship that my mind wants to worry. Does this happen to you? God will give us the keys and solutions over the next few days in the mighty name of Jesus. We are going to explore 5 things that give us mental traction, 5 things that empower and enable us to get the grip, move forward, and take control. A lot of people are stuck in a mental rut, but God will pull you out today in the name of Jesus. God will empower us to get a grip, move forward, and maintain control of our minds. Are you ready? The first of 5 things that we need to do to gain mental traction is, do not believe everything you think. One of the greatest disservices you can do to yourself is to believe yourself all the time. You say, if I don't believe myself, who would I believe? Good question. Have you met people who tell themselves they are ugly when they are actually beautiful, or vice versa? Some short people deceive themselves that they are tall. It is a mental challenge for a lot of people. People deceive themselves and lie to themselves all the time. They lie to themselves that they are smart when everyone else knows they are not. Do not always believe what you think. Some people have thought certain things about certain people and they are convinced God is speaking to them. Do not always believe what you think. I am not saying everything you think is false, but not everything you think is the truth. And that puts us in a very interesting place where we need to be open to God to cleanse our minds and to create the filter. As a foundation, you need to realize that nobody thinks clearly all the time. God can give you an idea, and I pray that God will give you ideas in your home, businesses, health, and in your career. When God gives you an idea, it is called inspiration. When Satan gives you an idea, it is called temptation. Every trick of Satan concerning you will crumble in the name of Jesus. Let us pray. Father, I take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ, in Jesus' name. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.